We'll get started. Go ahead and call to order the Community Correction Partnership, our meeting for March 2nd, 2022, at our Stockdale office. And we'll start with roll call. Ms. Green.
Chief Mary Cole.
Here.
Court Executive Harbor Pickens. District Attorney Zimmer. Public Defender Kang.
Here.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Here.
Director Kuhar.
Here.
Chief Terry.
Chairman Graves here.
Administrator Olvera.
Here.
Director Murphy.
Cindy Udzin for Director Murphy.
Executive Director Corson.
Here.
Supervisor Perez. Assistant CAO Hitchcock.
Aaron Ellis here for Assistant CAO Hitchcock.
Thank you. And Superintendent Bardo.
Deborah Plank here for Mary Barr.
Thank you. Victim Services Coordinator Finnerty.
Here.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. First, I'd like to welcome Deborah Plank. She's going to be the new permanent proxy for Superintendent Barlow, taking over for Carlos Rojas. So thank you for joining us. Okay, so first we have our consent agenda. We have two items on consent agenda, item number one and item number five. Is there any public comment on the consent agenda? Not seeing any. Unless there's any comments from the committee, I would just need a motion in a second. To approve those consent.
Youngblood. Second. Corson.
First and a second. So all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, next we have public presentations. Are there any members of the public who wish to make a presentation today? Okay, not seeing any. We'll go to the next item, which is item number three, which is the chairman's report. So my only thing I have to report is just regarding our next meeting, which is when we'll put together our fiscal year 22-23 annual report and request for funding allocations. So I just want everybody to know that staff will be reaching out to all the different departments to get your input and portions of that plan as we put that together. And we'll be looking for a June meeting next to solidify that. Next, we'll go to number four. Are there any committee member announcements or reports? Ms. Kuwahara.
I wanted to share that the RFP for Prop 47 has dropped, and we are pursuing the grant. We're putting together some program descriptions. We're using Dean St. Amand to help support us write the grant, which has been funded by this committee, so thank you for that. And we're going to be holding a local advisory committee tomorrow. I can provide the details to anybody who would like to join to provide feedback on that process. If awarded, the program we're proposing will be supporting the AB 109 population in partnership with many of these agencies.
Thank you very much. Any other announcements or reports? Okay. Seeing none, we'll go to item number six, and that's regarding the BSEC AB 109 planning fund. So every year when we submit our annual plan and do the survey, the state gives us $200,000. So we just did that recently, but for this most recent time and the year before, we didn't allocate that money to anything. So we can do one of several things. We could, an individual department could request some of that. We could just put it in contingency, or we could put it in additional to the current RFP that's about to go out and just add $400,000 to that. So those are some of the, kind of the options, unless somebody had something else. But I'll just open it up for discussion if there's any ideas of what to do with that $400,000.
I would suggest we put in contingencies for now since we have no plan to, for the funds.
Okay. Does anybody else have discussion, or was that a motion, Mr. Chair?
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any public comment on this item? Not seeing any. Is there any other further discussion? Not seeing any. We'll take a roll call vote.
Chief Maricol.
Yes.
Court Executive Harbor Pickens. District Attorney Zimmer. Public Defender Kang.
Yes.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Yes.
Director Kuhara.
Yes.
Chief Terry.
Yes.
Administrator Olvera.
Yes.
Director Murphy.
Cindy Hughes for Director Murphy.
Yes.
Executive Director Corson.
Yes.
Supervisor Perez. Assistant CAO Hitchcock.
Aaron Ellis for Assistant CAO Hitchcock. Yes.
Superintendent Barlow?
Deborah Blank, Premier Barlow, yes.
Victim Services Coordinator Finerty?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Thank you. We'll go to the next item, which is an approval to develop and implement a new community-based organization program and request for proposal process. I'm going to turn this over to Ms. Green to present.
Good morning, board members. My name is Violet Green with Kern County Probation. Item number 7 before you is the initial step in preparing for the community-based organization RFP, request for proposal. This is to provide community-based services to AB 109 clientele in Kern County. This is an ongoing collaboration between probation, sheriff, and Kern Behavioral Health. We continue to try to meet the evolving needs of our county, so we are requesting your approval to implement the RFP. And Kevin Holland with probation will be the designated RFP facilitator. As you may recall, the last RFP was developed approximately 4 years ago in 2018. Currently, our 8 contracts are ready to expire December 31st of 2022. So with this new RFP, the term will be 3 years, effective January 1st, 2023 through December 31, 2025. The estimated amount is $7.9 million. If all goes well as planned, the estimated timeline includes issue the RFP on May 25th, 2022, pre-proposal meeting June 14, 2022, and the RFP due on June 28, 2022, sorry about that. As part of the process, staff is requesting 2 actions: to approve the implementation and to establish an RFP evaluation committee. Per county guidelines, the RFP evaluation committee consists of 3 to 5 members. Ideally, a number is recommended in the event there's a tie. Historically, the RFP Evaluation Committee consisted of members from the CCP Executive Committee plus our employer's training resource. In the past, courts and district attorney have opted out. That concludes my report. I'm available if you have any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Green. Any questions for Ms. Green?
Are you shooting for 5 people and hope to get 5, or is it 3?
Hopefully, minimum 5, sir.
Okay.
5 to 7.
I think you said 3 to 5 in your presentation.
Sorry, 5 to 7
But 5 to 7
members?
Is the target number.
Yes.
Yeah, just to clarify. Thank you. Any other questions? Okay.
Thank you. I'll make a motion to recommend executive committee for approval, both A and B.
Do we need to vote those separately? Or can we do it all in one?
I think you could all in one vote.
Okay. And would your motion include that the makeup of the committee is?
The goal is 5-7 maximum. The goal would be 5.
Would make up a representative from all of the executive committees minus the court and the district attorney plus ETR.
You speak well for me. Thank
okay.
You. You cleaned that up for me very well. You're kind of like spell check.
So we do have a motion on the floor. Is there any public comment on this item? Okay, not hearing any. Is there any further discussion?
We need a second.
I think Ms. Kuhara got a second there. So
just quiet.
And so we will take a roll call vote on this.
Chief Miracle?
Yes.
Court Executive Officer Harbor Pickens? District Attorney Zimmer? Public Defender Kang?
Yes.
Sheriff Youngblood?
Yes.
Director Kuhara?
Yes.
Chief Terry?
Jeremy Grimes, your Chief Terry, yes.
Administrator Olvera?
Yes.
Director Murphy?
Send you for Director Murphy, yes.
Executive Director Corson?
Yes.
Supervisor Perez? Assistant CAO Hitchcock?
Aaron Ellis for Assistant CAO Hitchcock, yes.
Superintendent Barlow?
Deborah Blank for Mary Barlow, yes.
Victim Services Coordinator Finerty?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, so last is just for our next CCP meeting. I'm looking for June 8th at this location at 8:30, and that's when, again, we'll talk about our fiscal year 22-23 AB-109 plan. Absent any objection, I would set up that date.
We have an audit on that date. Anna and I wouldn't be able to
do
that.
I know we also looked at
June 1st.
Would June 1st work for everybody? Okay, so we will do June 1st instead. Like I said, staff will be reaching out to you guys to get the information needed for that.
TR, I do have a gully board scheduled for that day.
Okay.
We would cancel that if there's no actual items, but it is scheduled for...
What we'll do is, if you do have it, we'll move. We'll keep the 1st, but we'll move it to 10 or 10:30. But if you not...
I'm going to try to keep it from 8 to 9, even though it'll probably...
Okay, but we'll just push it back so we can do both.
Thanks, sir.
So we'll go with that. All right, so we're going to adjourn as the CCP. We're going to roll right into the executive...
Don't let Jeremy leave.
Yeah, you can't leave yet. to the executive, so if you want to stay for that, you can. But if not, I just ask that you quietly go ahead.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everybody. No, you're good. Thank you, though. Appreciate it. Okay, so we're going to roll right into the executive committee, so I will call that to order. And our first action item is a roll call. So, Ms. Green.
Chief Miracle.
Yeah, here.
Court Executive Officer Harper Pickens, District Attorney Zimmer, Public Defender Yang,
here.
Sheriff Youngblood,
here.
Director Kuhara, here. Chief Terry.
Jeremy Grimes, Chief Terry, here.
So our first order is to approve our minutes from our executive committee meeting for December 1st, 2021. Do I have a motion to approve those?
Motion.
I have a motion, Ms. Kuwahara.
Second.
Second, Sheriff Youngblood. Is there any public comment on this item? Not seeing any. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next is public presentations. Any public presentations? Seeing none. Next is executive committee announcements or reports. Any announcements or reports? Seeing none. Next is we have a recommendation from the full CCP to place the $400,000 regarding the CCP planning funds into contingency. Is there any comment, or would I have a motion to approve that recommendation?
Youngblood.
You have a motion?
Second.
And a second, Ms. Kuwahara. Is there any public comment on this item? Seeing none, we'll take a roll call vote.
Chief Miracle.
Yes.
Court Executive Officer Harvard Pickens. District Attorney Zimmer. Public Defender Kang.
Yes.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Yes.
Director Kuwahara.
Yes.
Chief Terry.
Chairman Grimes for Chief Terry, yes.
Okay, motion carries. Thank you. Next, we have a recommendation from the full CCP to approve the staff to go forward on the RFP process and also establishing the makeup of the RFP evaluation committee. Do I have a motion to accept that recommendation?
Motion.
Ms. Kuwahara?
Second.
Second from Mr. Kang. And is there any public comment on this item? Seeing none, we'll take a roll call vote.
Chief Miracle.
Yes.
Court Executive Officer Harvard Pickens. District Attorney Zimmer, Public Defender Kang.
Yes.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Yes.
Director Kuwahara.
Yes.
Chief Terry.
Chairman Grimes, Chief Terry, yes.
Okay, motion carries, thank you. And our last item is just setting it. We'll have an executive committee meeting right after our full CCP meeting on June 1st. Thank you, everybody.
Well done, Jeremy.